This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Friday, the 28th of March. Ex-Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Kel Glare says he is disgusted by footy's secret off-the-books drug testing regime and called for the resignation of all AFL chiefs who had knowledge of its existence. And former Federal Sports Minister Bridget McKenzie, who developed the National Anti-Doping Agency Sport Integrity Australia, said the AFL and clubs should not be complicit in covering up recreational drug use, while Nationals leader David Littleproud accused the league of having an integrity issue. The man accused of killing a real estate agent and seriously injuring her co-worker in a random daylight stabbing attack will have his case fast-tracked to South Australia's highest court. In his second court appearance, Sean Michaels Dunk appeared via video link as one of his alleged victims watched from the court gallery. The 31-year-old has been charged with one count of murder and attempted murder after allegedly stabbing property manager Julie Seed to death in her Plimpton office. We'll be back after this. The number of tobacco stores in local areas could be limited under a new Victorian scheme that would require sellers to obtain licences. The move, which follows a 2020 review of illegal tobacco sales by the former Better Regulation Commissioner, will give police stronger powers to crack down on a surging black market. Skyrocketing taxation has rapidly driven up the price of legal tobacco products, sending customers in their droves towards the outlaw trade. And millions of Australians are moving into share houses, skipping insurance and driving rundown cars to survive the shocking cost of living crisis. Research taken across housing stress, insurance premiums and car costs reveal how Australians are compromising on key lifestyle choices to put food on the table. It comes as a leading economist says the areas Australians are most feeling the heat of spiralling costs, housing, healthcare and services, are being driven up by domestic inflation and not global issues. We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.